Chapter 27, Section 5. Imperialism in Southeast Asia. Before you read, in the last section, you saw how the Indians reacted to imperialism. In this section, you will read about imperialism in Southeast Asia. European powers invade the Pacific Rim. Which Western powers grabbed land in Southeast Asia? European nations also grabbed land in the Pacific Rim, Southeast Asia, and the islands on the edge of the Pacific Ocean. The lands of Southeast Asia were perfect for plantation agriculture. Sugar, coffee, cocoa, rubber, coconuts, bananas, and pineapples were important products. The Dutch controlled Indonesia. Many of the Dutch who moved to Indonesia thought of Indonesia as their home. They set up a class system that kept the Dutch at the top. Wealthy and educated Indonesians came next. Plantation workers were at the bottom. The Dutch forced farmers to use 1/5 of their land for export crops. The British took the port of Singapore, plus Malaysia and Burma, modern Myanmar. They used Singapore as a base for trade. It became one of the world's busiest ports. The British encouraged the Chinese to move to Malaysia. The Malaysians have become a minority in their own country. Tension between the Malays and the Chinese remains to this day. France grabbed Indochina, modern Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam. The French ruled Indochina directly and tried to push French culture on the Indochinese. The French did not encourage industry. Rice became a major crop. Although the Vietnamese grew more rice than before, they ate less of it because so much rice was sent out of the region. This problem set the stage for Vietnamese resistance to French rule. Colonialism brought some features of modern life to these regions. But economic change benefited Europeans more than the local people. Even so, schooling, health, and sanitation were improved. Millions of people migrated to new regions of Southeast Asia. The mix of cultures did not always go smoothly. Even today, some conflict between groups results from this period. Question 1. What major problems did colonialism bring? Siam remains independent. How did imperialism affect Siam? One land, Siam, modern Thailand, stayed independent. Siam was surrounded by lands taken by the French and British. The French and British did not want the other to control Siam. The Siamese kings played the French and British against one another to remain free of both nations. King Mongkut and his son modernized Siam. They started schools and reformed the government. They also built railroads and telegraph lines and ended slavery. These changes happened with little social turmoil. Question 2. How did Siam confront imperialism? U.S. imperialism in the Pacific Islands. What lands did the United States acquire? In the late 1800s, the United States also began to seek colonies. After the Spanish-American War in 1898, the United States took control of Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Philippine Islands. Filipino nationalists, led by Emilio Aguinaldo, fought against the Americans for their freedom. The United States defeated the rebels, but promised to give the Philippines self-rule later. In the meantime, American businesses took advantage of Filipino workers. American businessmen grew wealthy from sugar plantations in Hawaii, but they wanted to make more money. They also asked for the annexation or addition of Hawaii to the United States. That way, they would get more money when they sold sugar in the United States. The American businessmen had a great deal of power in Hawaii. In the 1890s, Queen Liliuokalani tried to regain control of her country for the Hawaiian people. The American businessmen overthrew her. They declared a republic. In 1898, it became a territory of the United States. Question 3. What happened in the Philippines?